I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our top story today comes from North Korea and MNN's Katie Harth.
Concern is growing for a U.S. Christian being held in one of North Korea's infamous gulags. 45-year-old Kenneth Bae is now in a hospital because his health is declining so quickly. Vision Beyond Borders President Patrick Klein recently returned from that country.
Katie, it was unbelievable spiritual warfare. I mean, just constant.
Klein and his team were looking for ways that they could start working in North Korea.
I think the people in North Korea are hungry, but there's incredible oppression, and I believe that's why we have to pray that God will break through that and the people will see the truth of Jesus Christ.
According to Open Doors World Watch List, North Korea is the worst persecutor of Christians. Please pray.
Lord, bring life. Bring life into North Korea.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And church growth in India is exciting. Bibles for the World's Moy Padaiti says to meet leadership needs, their ministry team launched the Trinity College and Seminary to train church leaders. But many students can't afford to pay their own way, so they get sponsors. However, a recent call from the head of the seminary bore bad news.
20 of these students lost their sponsors due to financial difficulties. These 20 students will not be able to continue their seminary training unless we help find sponsors for them.
These students will have to leave next month unless they get new sponsors. If you want to help, we've got a link to Bibles for the World at our website. It's all about investment in the body of Christ in India. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.